Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Epistle is taken from the book of Judith. The Lord has blessed thee by his power, because by thee he has brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord of the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who has made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of the of our enemies. Because he has so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. And the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And how have I deserved that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, the moment that the sound of thy greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who has believed, because the things promised her by the Lord shall be accomplished. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Because he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaid. For behold, henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And for generation upon generation is his mercy to those who fear him. Those were the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What a joy it is today to read the Epistle and the Gospel of today's Mass. It's all in honor of our Blessed Mother. Because remember that Jerusalem, Israel, is a figure of the Church. So when we tell her, Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, Thou art the joy of Israel, Thou art the honor of our people. It's, of course, in the literal sense, the literal meaning, it applied to Judith and Israel, she was the Hebrews, but in the spiritual meaning, and the spiritual meaning is willed by the Holy Ghost, it applies to Our Lady. She is indeed the honor of our people, the joy of the Church. And also to read again the Magnificat. He who is mighty has done great things for me. He has regarded the lowliness of his handmaid. Because today the Assumption is, we could say, the culmination of all the mysteries, you see, of the life of Our Lady. Since in the Immaculate Conception, when she received this first plenitude of grace, in the womb of Saint Anne, when she was conceived, and therefore was filled, see, with sanctifying grace. And then since that, there was a continual growth until the final fullness of grace, the day of the Assumption, when she entered heaven, and then was crowned, see, with glory. And of course, you see, what a joy to imagine Our Lady ascending, see, into heaven and going way above all the nine choirs of the angels, the choirs of the saints and the prophets and the martyrs and the doctors of the Church, even the highest angels as well, you see, the seraphim, the cherubim, and to go very close to her divine Son, close to the Blessed Trinity, to be crowned. It's very sweet for the Catholic heart to contemplate those things. But what lessons are we going just to say, oh, it's so beautiful, and yes, and but just have no lessons for us? No, it's not what Our Lady would want. She would want us to contemplate her glory in heaven, and as well as have some instruction, some lesson we can carry from this feast. And it's contained a bit in the collect of today. When we talk about intent, having our intention, the desire, our heart on heaven. So today, it's a way for Holy Mother Church to make us think about heaven, to make us desire heaven, to make us realize that this earth will pass, this life, you see, will not be forever, and our real life, our real home, the goal is heaven. And especially in our modern world, we're so focused on enjoying this life, see, this present life, it's good to contemplate the assumption of Our Lady to be able to lift up our eyes to heaven, to the life to come. As you know, Our Lady, of course, it was the privilege of the Assumption was given to her as a consequence of the privilege of the Divine Motherhood. Because she was a Mother of God, and being the Mother of God, therefore she was, she received the Immaculate Conception. Therefore, because of this dignity, because of her purity, it was not fitting that she would corrupt in the grave, that she would decay. And therefore, that's why as she reached this final plenitude of grace, then there was a death, but without the consequences of death. That's why it's called a dormition, the dormition of Our Lady, and then the resurrection, and then she was assumed into heaven, body and soul. And therefore we can see also that that's the same road that we have to take if we want one day to enter to the glory of heaven. We must be detached from the things of this earth. We must seek God, and then finally be united with Him. First, to be detached from the things of this world, not put our whole heart into them, just as St. Paul said, to use them without really, without using them, without putting our heart into them, without attached to them. And also seeking God. And that's so important to have this desire, to do the will of God, to see God is continually, in spite of our many failings, in spite of our many sins, of our imperfections, of our tendencies to evil, continually see God. Our Lady always sought God. She's just always had the desire to do His will. And then to have the desire for union, the union with God. Of course, Our Lady had a special mode of union with God, pretty unique, because she was the Mother of God. Therefore, there was the relationship of motherhood between herself and the Divine Person of the Word, the Second Person of the Holy Trinity. But with sanctifying grace, we do have a special union with God, and we have to cherish, this special union we have, and to increase it all the days of our life. So let us today, on the feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, rejoice, rejoice and thank God for giving her this great privilege. Because if we love our Mother, and I'm sure we do love her, then we rejoice in her glory. At last, after waiting so long, she's reunited to her Son. We can imagine the joy of the Immaculate Heart being able to be again with the Sacred Heart. The joy of our Lord also seeing His Mother, being able to crown her. And so it's beautiful thoughts, for us Catholics to see what took place today. And then we ask Our Lady also this grace of desiring heaven, of not letting ourselves being fascinated by the things of the world, but having, you see, the eyes of our faith, the eyes of our hope, of our charity, directed on heaven, in which we may one day, hopefully, be with her and with our Lord forever. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen.